All right, so here is the question to start us off today. You all ready? If you had an opportunity to talk to Jesus face to face, what would you ask him? What would you ask Jesus himself? It's interesting because many people in the Bible had opportunities to speak to Jesus face to face. We're actually going to read a story about two people that got a chance to speak to Jesus face to face. What's my purpose? How much longer? How much longer? Come on, Jesus. Come on back. Please recognize me. Why do you allow me to go through so much? That's real. I think for many of us, take me. Take me. But those why questions are real, you know. And many times, sometimes we can't even comprehend the answer, but a little compassion goes a long way. I think some compassion will do. Do I get superpowers in heaven? Maybe. You're going to have some in heaven. I would ask him, what is the way to get into the kingdom of heaven? Exactly. How do I make sure I am with you? Thank you so much. I love these answers. And just so you know, all of this is anonymous, so you can share what you'd like. You know, keep it G-rated. But it will help. I want you to keep this in mind. It will come into play a little later on. All right. You may be thinking, if this is your first time or haven't been here in a while, what is this? Can't make this up. You know, what is that? You know, you come into church. And that's our theme for the year. And it's all about really being in wonder of God, what he does in us and through us, and how he works things out for our good. And especially when sometimes we can't see it in the moment, but afterwards we can. And also being in wonder of the scriptures, the holy word of God, the stories in the Bible that help us to get to know more about him. And there's nothing more wonderful than the reality of the resurrection. Can I get an amen? Amen. If there was no resurrection, the Apostle Paul says we should be pitied more than all people if there is no resurrection. So we are grateful for the resurrection. That is truly, truly wonderful. So, want to hear from you. What is one word that comes to mind when you think about the reality of the resurrection? I told you you'd be engaged this morning. All right, what's one word that comes to mind? What's the first word that pops into your head when you think about the reality of the resurrection? Miracle, amazing, powerful, sacrifice, love,